Praise be to Allah.
They were not Muslims. Imams, Muslims, guests, we greet you with the Muslims' greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. We want to speak today on, I heard there's freedom, but believe me, whatever contributes to progress in the way that pleases Allah is freedom. Yes. So we are going to be speaking within that broad concept of freedom, but the title of the talk today is Motivation and Sacrifice. We can't progress if we are not motivated. That's what they tell us in education, and that's what Allah tells us in the Holy Book. And you can't be motivated until you want something. If you don't want anything, how can you be motivated? Yeah. So we should want, as Muslims, we should want Allah. We should want Allah. We should want to please Allah. And what is, why is it that we want to please Allah? Why should we want Allah so much? Because it is natural. I come here as a child in this world. I'm a dependent, totally dependent upon my parents or someone, guardian or something. When I come into this world, I can't manage for myself. Someone has to help me. Someone has to serve my needs until I'm able to do something for myself. I come into this world not knowing anything, as Scripture says. I don't know anything. Everything I have to learn. The things that are available, the love from the parent or from the guardian, the help from the friends or the family members and the friends, the material things that we benefit from or benefit by, all of this is made possible not because of the individual, because every parent came here just like I came here, having nothing, knowing nothing. So it's natural for us to love Allah. It's natural for us to want Allah. It's natural for us to want to please Allah. That's natural. And when we don't have that, we are unnatural. Something has happened in our life or in history to take us from our natural life. That's the natural life, to love the one who's responsible for all of this. And to want that one. See, the human being has been made a wonderful creature. God has put into his nature gratitude, appreciation. That's his nature. So if we don't have that natural spirit that comes with life, the spirit to praise the one who's responsible for all of these things. Now, isn't that stopping short of giving credit to where credit is due when we just praise Daddy? Yeah, I'm successful because of my father. Wasn't for my father, I wouldn't be anything. There was a time when your father wasn't anything. Where did he get his start? So when we look at the big picture, it's natural to let this gratitude that God has put into us, let it go to its proper place. And that is to be grateful to the one who made everything possible. That's Allah. See, it's not spooky. It's not mysticism to believe in God. It's natural to believe in God. The motivation and objective in the Muslim life is one. Now, you know, there's a motivation, right? What is the motivation? Say, why did he? Why did he go over there and pick up that piece of fruit? Appetite was the motivation, right? Appetite was the motivation. Now, appetite set him in motion. Right? Appetite set him in motion, and he reached his objective. Now, his motivation and his objective was the same thing, wasn't it? The motivation was appetite. What is appetite? To eat the apple. Or to eat the fruit, whatever piece of fruit it was. So when I got to the objective, I did what the motivation called for. The motivation, I was motivated by appetite, and the appetite sent me to the food. The appetite was an appetite for food. Right? So the need for food sent me to food. Right? Now, if we make Allah our prime, our main objective, then the appetite should be for Allah. How in the world are you going to get to Allah as an objective if your appetite is not for Allah? Does that make sense? It did to me. All right. So let us continue now. We can understand very clearly now what is meant when it says, when we say in Al-Islam, that our object in life is to please Allah. That's what it means. Now, if we have that natural spirit in us, that natural orientation in us, if we have that in us, which gives form and direction, orientate, gives form and direction to our spirit. You know, Scripture has described man as a spiritual being, and Scripture has given that description to man as his most essential description. Now, we know we're in flesh. We're in this body of flesh, and we have to live in a real world, a little material world. That's right. We know that. But the biggest challenge to us, when we set out to try to accomplish that, what I'm talking about, accomplish that. Live a real life in a real body and make use of these real things all around us. The biggest challenge is not that. That's a necessity. That's the necessity. But the biggest challenge is not that. The biggest challenge is to orient my spiritual life. If I don't orient my spiritual life, the effort in the material world will be hit and miss, will be, what they call it, irregular, not constant. But if I can ever find my function, my place and my function as a spiritual entity, then I can manage the environment, the real environment. And my effort will be consistent. My direction will be consistent. My work will be continuous. Isn't that what makes for progress? Now, can't you see? Gives us the best program for progress? Yes. And when we look at the masses, don't look at the high up people. They are angels, they are devils, they are all kind of creatures. Let's look at the masses. That's where you find the real life. That's the normal life, the masses. So let's look at the masses and see what has accounted for progress in the masses, among the masses. Now we know the Bolshevik Revolution, or the Communist Revolution that was brought about, it was a movement to free the masses, a movement to free the masses. But we know also that that movement was only for the masses as long as they needed the masses. Once they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish, and that was gain possession of territory and establish their independence, once they did that, then they showed the masses the program for the masses. And the program for the masses is to do what the bosses say. Right? To be common workers, not classy workers. Yes. I hope I'm not hurting any socialists or communist fellows' feeling today. You know, that's not the purpose at all. I recognize the good works of the communist people. All right. Now, look at our religion. Our religion started too as a work to free or to liberate the masses, if you understand our religion. What happened though in the long run? In the long run, they show us just what they wanted with the masses. Brother, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Prophet Muhammad, he was the man for the masses. His companions, the stars in that good works, they were stars, they were men, they were fighters for the masses. But in time, what happened? We get those people upstairs that use the masses, right? So the same thing that happened to communism has happened to Al-Islam long before. Where we find the masses in Al-Islam, we find them in a position of indignity, in the position of inferiority in most of the Islamic world. Where do we find them in the communist world? Workers, pack animals, on the bottom. In the Christian world, same thing. In the capitalist world, same thing. So can't you see that if you don't have the nature, if you don't have what Allah gave you, your circumstance is about the same wherever you go? That's a fact. Whether you're in Russia, or in Saudi Arabia, or in New York, or in Israel, if you don't have what Allah intended for you, baby, your situation is the same, of just about the same, all over the world. So what I'm trying to do is bring out this point, that Allah, He is the friend of the masses. And His prophet, He is the real liberator for the masses. And if time and confusion cut us off or cause us to lose that connection, to lose that light, we fall prey to the world. And I don't care whether it be Christianity, Judaism, Islam, communism, or capitalism, your situation is just about the same. So what are you saying, Brother Imam? I'm saying, know ye the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Praise be to Allah. All right. Let's go on now. See what we have here. Except for that orientation that gives us spiritual form and spiritual direction, all else, the whole of life, is only expressions of our confusion, expressions from that situation that represents a detachment or separation from what Allah intended. Or if we have that what Allah intended for us, then the expressions are what? The expressions are expressions of that single need in our life, which is love for Allah, connection with Allah, obedience to Allah, life formed to please Allah. That's the need in life. That's the need in life. That's the need in life that establishes us. See, I can get money and not be established. I can become president of these United States and be a prisoner and not be established. Don't you know many presidents become kings, presidents of countries, to find themselves nothing but a prisoner under house arrest for the duration of their term in office. So we on the bottom, we have to learn what's happening on the top. And if we learn that, we'll know that our Savior is Allah. Not George Washington, not Abraham Lincoln, not Elijah Muhammad, not Malcolm Shabazz. Our Savior is Allah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's your real Savior. Your real Savior is Allah. One aspect of the need in us, of this need in us, is seen in faith. Faith. That's a good word. That's a powerful word. Oh, yes. Brother man, what we need now is substance, not faith. Faith is substance. Substance for the spirit. One aspect of this need is seen in faith and spiritual motivation. Faith and spiritual motivation. This is a big dimension of life. Faith and spiritual motivation. But we can approach it wrongly. We can approach it wrongly, and it can send us away from our purpose. It can send us away from the job or from the field of work and activity that Allah intended for us. It can make us saints of a spooky nature. It can make us hermits. It can make us ascetics, monks, mystics, up in the sky or far out on a tangent, way away from home base. Right? That can happen. But let's not put that down just because we can have a problem with it. For that's what life is. Life is a problem. And it challenges us. It challenges us. And when we respond to that challenge, then the best comes out of us. The best comes out of us. That potential comes out. That Superman comes out. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, I didn't know I was going to feel this good today. Faith and spiritual motivation. What comes first? Faith. Then spiritual motivation. There was darkness upon the deep, and the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. Right? If a spirit was moving, it was motivated. What was it moving upon? Faith. Waters. Right? Yeah, I think you'll agree with me. Yeah, you see? So we have to have faith. And what does Allah say? Alladhina amanu. Those who believe, those who have faith. Wa aminu salihat. He never say wa aminu salihat wa aminu. He said alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat. Faith has to come first, then action. Faith is the basis for motivation. Faith is really the essence of motivation. I'm motivated because I trust something. Right? Oh, yes. And then next, I'm motivated because I want something. So we're in the spiritual life first there, right? And then we come on earth. We come on the land. Right? On land now. So why are you on land? Because I want something. That's good enough. Praise be to Allah. Oh, it's beautiful. Yes, it is. It's better than anything else in the world. The guidance of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Faith and motivation. Faith and motivation. What the New Testament says. The New Testament says, if you only have faith as big as that little teeny mustard seed, and that little mustard seed is so small that if it falls toward the ground and the wind is stirring, it won't hit the place where it's at. It'll be taken off. That's how small it is. It's so small, it's carried by the breeze. Isn't that right? But look, when it falls, very small seed. But when it falls, it musters up itself. That's why they call a mustard seed. It mustard is something. I'm gonna get up. I don't give a hell how small I am. I'm coming up. Let out! Praise be to Allah. Why? Because it has a genetic memory. It remembers that once upon a time, it had water. The essence of faith. And it says, they done put me where my life is. I remember this. That put me down here in the earth and gave me a little moisture. Oh, I remember this. This is what I used to like. Break right up through the earth. Now, how that little seed crack that saw and come up through the earth? How it pushed weight heavier than itself? How in the world that little seed pushed up weight higher than itself? Oh, buddy. All praises due to Allah. Because it was responding to what God put in it. It was responding to what God put in it. So how come we small people haven't been able to push up hills? How come we haven't been able to push up weight heavier than ourselves? How come we haven't been able to do it? Because we've been separated from the nature God gave us. But once the guidance of God comes back and put us back in the nature that God gave us. Oh, buddy, it's just like that little seed finding what it once knew genetically. Never saw it in this life. That is really a death. But it saw it genetically. It remembers it in a kind of spiritual way. It can't explain it. See, I can't explain what excites me so much. It's hard to explain. I love God. I love His way. Then God say, now let me tell you, creature, something that you don't know. It's in your nature. He said, I made you like that. When I first created you, you were connected with your truth. And the world separated you from your truth, and you lost the knowledge of how to live. And now I've connected you back with your truth. And that's where you get all that power. Oh, yes. Now, we know it begins with faith. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be on him, he said, none of you can be believers until your desires first follow what I have come to you with. That not right? Says none of you can be believers until your desires or inclinations go after what I have come to you with. And what did he come to us with? The Quran, the Word of God. And what else? With his own natural human example. That show us how the word and the human being are reconciled. The word and the human being can't be reconciled if the human being is unnatural. God didn't make him unnatural. God made him natural. But once he becomes natural, then he can be reconciled with the word of God. Oh, yeah. So he said, none of you can... That's show business. So let's wait till the show business is over. Have you ever seen them making all that noise after the person died? Person dead. They 2 hours late coming. And they come just like they're desperate. They got to get there. Sirens blasting, everything, horns going. Now, if you take some money from the rich man, if you break his door open or break his safe, they come right away, and they come like that, too. Yeah. Well, they make us think they all, they're so concerned about human life.
Yes,
show business.
Yes,
if it was anything real, Harlem wouldn't look like this. But we don't need them. Allah didn't intend that we be other people's babies. So I'm not hating them for leaving us like this. It was a challenge, and we finally responded to it in a fashion that has connected us back with God and our nature. So keep up your show business, and we'll take over it pretty soon. You do your thing in your own neighborhood pretty soon. We're going to fix it so they don't have to do that in our neighborhood. They ain't supposed to have to do it in our neighborhood. All right. So we know the prophet, he said this, and we know that what he brought us is the Quran and his own example, which is an example of the obedient servant of God in the nature that God gave him. And when one believes, what is he called? He's called mu'min. And mu'min means that he is a believer, but it means that he has faith, right? Means that he has faith. All right, so here you see two things. And we started out, you remember, with appetite, didn't we? And we described appetite and objective as one. Motivation and objective as one. Now, we come back, and we look at what Prophet Muhammad says now. Prophet Muhammad says, none of you can become believers, none of you can be faithful, until your appetites or your inclinations first follow what I've come to you with. Or first go toward what I've come to you with. So here is appetite, isn't it? Isn't that appetite? If my inclination go after what Allah has given us in Prophet Muhammad, the Quran, and what Allah has given us in the person of Prophet Muhammad, then this is appetite. He means, if you don't want Quran, and if you don't want my example, you cannot become faithful. You cannot become a believer. That's what he's saying. All right. So, now, we know faith is a basis, but sometimes faith comes and we don't see the appetite. But the appetite is there. We just don't see it. The appetite is in that history, in that genetic history. You understand? So the baby comes here to mama, right? The baby comes here to mama, and what is that baby's life contained in? Faith. God made that baby to come here trusting his mother, right? So God gives us a baby who's contained in faith. He's supported in faith. Faith supports his life. He comes out, he's not desperate. Baby doesn't even have to cry, you know that? Baby doesn't have to cry when he's delivered. They say, oh, hit it. You know, that's traditional. Baby, they take the baby out and then, bam, baby start crying. You don't have to do that. That's just traditional. The baby will be all right. Yeah. And the baby come, and the baby will only cry when he needs something, right? But what the baby wants first? Mama. God has put in the baby nature to want mama. Can I take this coat off?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, oh, thank you very much. With your permission, I take it off. I'm not a coat. I'm a man. So the baby comes here, and the baby first, and the baby wants his mama. And when you put the baby next to mama, all that baby is sad. Oh, it's so satisfied. It's satisfied. Now, how come? Why it has this faith? There was a nature in it, an appetite for what God wants for it. And then God formed it in its mother. And it grew in its mother, and it became a live organ, a live form in his mother. And in its mother is where it got its sense of security. In its mother is where it got its sense of safety. Doesn't have to worry. I can trust this. It was resting in such a nice place. A waterbed that the Martin world just made here lately. Allah gave it a waterbed to rest on. Right? And then the water broke. Say, okay, you have to, sorry, we got to grow you up now. We got to start the growing up process. We got to turn you over to individual motivation. But the water break in there because, oh, the baby delivered. Baby is born today. Right? No more sleeping on the water there. Process has to start to grow you up. Right? But it had already been conditioned to trust its mother, to trust the environment like that that it was created in, or that it was formed in. Right? So it comes out and it's given that similar, that same environment, so it ain't worried. It's just as peaceful as it should be. But when anything comes that's different from that environment that it was conditioned to or formed in, then it doesn't like that. It says, hey, what is this? What is this? Get this peewee diaper off of me and hurry up about it. So Allah didn't do this to me. You all doing this to me. After a while of hunger, hit it. Hey, what is this? It didn't know any hunger in his mother. That first environment God put it in, it didn't know any hunger. It was fed by his mother's system. Whether she ate or didn't eat, it fed on his mother's system. Now, what is this thing here? They put the tit in the mouth. But God say, howling is good for you. Having trouble is good for you. Say, so, yeah, I created you in heaven, but now I brought you down to earth. Now I'm going to grow you up. Howling is going to build up your lungs. Going to build up your vocal cords. You're going to scream enough until you're going to sound like a man. Yeah. Oh, boy, this is good. Good Lord. The natural direction is the best. Okay, so now, the creature now becomes grateful to the parent, right? Because now the parent is answering its call, answering its alarm. Whoever it is, you know, the parent is the one who's taking care of it, right? It's answering its alarm, sends out alarm signal. Oh, I'm nasty. I'm in a bad situation physically. Send out alarm system. Oh, my stomach is paining. I need food. And parent, that person answers that alarm system, so that baby grows up with a feeling of appreciation for his parents, right? For that parent. And it loves that parent. It'll kill you over that parent. Right? Say, hey, man, what did you do to... What are you doing, mama? What's wrong with you? Are you crazy? Oh, you in trouble now, baby? That's my mother, man. Oh, yes. Now, God created us with a nature to be appreciative. And mother was the one who served our desperate needs when we were dependent and unable to serve them for ourselves. And Allah says in the Quran, do not say to them so much as, huh. But lure to them the wings of compassion. and love them and care for them as they did you when you were dependent, unable to take care of yourself. That's the Quran, isn't it?
Allahu Akbar.
Wonderful religion. Dear beloved people now, see, God endeared us to our parents and endeared them to us through what? Through the nature that he gave us. Parent didn't create that. We are not responsible for that. Allah created that in our life. It's something universal. It's in all people. It's even in the animal life. Right? God has done that. So when we learn that, then we still love mama. We don't love her any less. In fact, we love her more. We don't appreciate her any less. But now, a greater love forms in us. Bigger than that, the love for the Creator. Right? The love for the Creator. We come into that love for the Creator. Now that's the relationship that's going to finish establishing us. The home environment with mother and the family, that starts. That forces us to start in the direction of establishing ourselves. And we can go so far, you know, we say we're grown, but many times we say we're grown and we're still children. We got the chronological numbers built up. That is, the calendar says it. Calendar says he's grown. Or he's an old man. But real development says he's still a baby. Right? And most of us that's still babies are still children. It's because we haven't come into that new vision. We haven't come into that bigger dimension of life. Where there's something bigger than mama. Something bigger than daddy. Something bigger than the family. Something bigger than the neighborhood. Something so big that I have to become bigger than my family made me in order to get that full measure of dignity that God intends for me. This is the mind that will establish the small man. This is the mind that will give the small man establishment, security, permanent direction. Oh, yes. And don't think that the criminals who maintain their grip on society are fools. The criminals that maintain their grip on society, are wise. They are devils. Yes. And the angels, do you think the angels can keep on? You think they can manage to survive with no light? That's their essence, light, according to the teachings of Al-Islam. Light. They are contained in light. So we are in misery. We are inferior. We are on the bottom because we don't have the bigger vision. We don't have the bigger light. Once we get that, then, buddy, you're on equal footing with everybody. You're on equal footing with the man once you get that. Once you get that in his terminology, you're no longer a man. You're a Superman. All right. But we know you're not Superman. You're just the full man that God intended you to be. Because super implies that you're now on a, you're not natural or something. Ain't saying that you're still natural. We're talking about the dimension of faith, motivation and faith. That's what we're talking about now in this half of the talk. All right. Now, appetite is there because God created us. God created us. God is the one that's responsible for whatever we can do, whatever we are. God is the one that to whom is due praise and gratitude. Right. So that because of that fact, that's a reality. I don't have to be in touch with it. My essence know it. It's not in my conscience yet. But this stuff that God created, it knows when it's in its right environment. Right. Right. It knows when it's behaving rightly. You see? Okay, so before that dawns in the conscious mind, it's already in the nature. So Prophet Muhammad says now, unless your inclinations go toward what I've come to you with, you can't be a believer. So here we find the step was one, two, and that was one now become two. It was left, right. Now it has to be right, left. You follow what I'm saying? From mama's womb, it was left, right. Now, before the rational call to faith, it's not left, right. It's right, left. You follow what I'm saying? I think you do. All right. So where the nature that God gave us the start, when we get in trouble, when that nature and that order get in trouble because of the detachment, then that nature is not enough. It takes effort, right? You have to be hungry. You have to desire something. That nature is not enough. The baby come here, is the baby hungry? No. But the baby is right. The baby comes here right. The baby doesn't come here hungry. But the baby comes here right. Right? Okay. It's the state of peace, the state of heaven, the state of purity that gives the base for that baby to develop upon, right? That's the base for that baby to develop upon. Okay, but now we can't develop faith even though we have it. Why? Because the conscience have been separated from that natural life. And we are no more innocent. We are no more pure. We are confused. We are guilty. We are sinful. So how are we going to get now? How are we going to go now? How will God will help us now? He'll only help us when our appetite stop being for the world and our appetite be for Him. For His word and for what He has given us in Muhammad as a human example. All right? Okay. So that's the meaning of, that's the explanation of Joseph coming and passing it to Benjamin. Isn't that what the Bible says? You who understand the Bible, you have read the Bible. Joseph was given a reward from God. And Joseph passed it to Benjamin. What does Benjamin mean? Son of my right hand. So Joseph was the left hand giving it to a right hand. Did it start that way? No. No, it didn't start that way. The left hand didn't give it to the right hand from the very beginning, did it? No. It came from one. Min nafsin wahida. Is that not right? Everything was okay. The whole entity was good. Min nafsin wahida. But when you get disconnected then, God brings it back in that one that's like the baby. And the book says, unless you come in as little babes, you won't get into the kingdom. Is that not right? What does that mean? I got to come in as an infant? No. It means I got to come in with that innocence. The baby didn't come here with no plots on his mind. I got to come in innocently. That's what it means. Purity of intention. Innocent heart. Sound heart. Pure intentions. Not motivated by deceit, guile, anything like that. Right? Okay. So if you become like that, if you are like that, then you represent the left hand. The left hand is not the hand that makes the world of man. We have some left-handed people, but they're right-handed. If that hand they call left is doing the work of art, science, construction, then that's right-handed. That's right for you. They just call it right-handed because that's the work, that's the hand that most people use to do this work. The work is the right. You can do it with your toe. You can do it with your foot. That's right foot. That's right-handed. All right. Okay.
So that condition in us that God wants in us, that's first. And when you're in the army, they say, attention! For what? March! Left!
They're letting you know your mind ain't allowed here, buddy. You hear and obey. You do not follow your scheme or your plots or your thing here. You hear the word? You hear the command? Okay, go back to your baby nature, original nature. Yeah. Isn't it better when the light comes on? You feel like saying, thank you, Lord. All right. So we're talking about faith and motivation. All right. Now, when you get this appetite on the land to go to your destiny,